A juvenile has been arrested for making threats targeting the Kingdom Hall of Jehovah's Witness in Beaver Dam. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt will join us on the final segment of the show. Start of school right around the corner, less than a month away. Fond du Lac School Superintendent Dr. Jim Siebert joins us on the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Greg.
Pleasure having you on the program. And planning is underway. When does school start?
September 3rd. For the students, I believe, is the date.
All right.
It's Tuesday after Memorial Day.
So what takes place now until the start of school?
Oh, lots of things. So the summer is a great time for gearing up and getting ready. Tomorrow is a big day, Tuesday the 13th. That is when our 10-and-a-half-month administrators, our elementary principals and middle school assistant principals return, as well as our secretarial staff at those positions. So that starts to bring some buzz back to the district. We had quite a bit of buzz in the district last week. We had our Summer Institute offerings. Those are courses that are offered by teachers. They take surveys about things that they'd like to learn more about and see. And then our own staff, our own teachers and our own instructional coaches teach the courses. So that was really fun. We had 4 great days of that. So tomorrow they come back. We have a welcome back lunch at Fruth Field for everybody that comes back for the 10-and-a-half-month group. That's always fun. And then we get into the 14th. We're actually doing a training at the high school. We scheduled it a year ago. It's called Managing to Lead, and it's a training for principals or administrators and their administrative assistants or secretaries. And it's really designed on how to we work together more effectively and efficiently. So we're excited about that. On Thursday, the 15th, we have our Welcome Back Administrator meeting. And once we get those things underway, then we start to get into the following week. We start to have our new employee breakfast. We have a new employee orientation. And by the time we get to the last week of August, we have our opening day on Tuesday, the 27th. That's when all of our staff are together in the beautiful Performing Arts Center, do our kickoff. And then we're really off and running. Teachers are working in the classrooms. There's some professional development that goes on. But all of that time goes very, very smoothly. It's a high energy time of year, and it's really a great time for staff to reconnect with each other and gear up for the wonderful children that'll be coming through the doors on September 3rd.
All right. Yep. Less than a month away. It seems like only last week when school got out for the summer, and now the start of the new school year, you can see it straight ahead, less than a month away. All right, the Fond du Lac School Board tonight will be giving approval to a couple of field trips, and I found this interesting. The school district, every year there are kids who take field trips to different parts of the country, and every now and then they'll go out of the country from time to time. Mm-hmm. But these are some pretty long trips, and one of them is to Ecuador, but the other one is to Japan. Has the Fond du Lac School District ever taken a field trip that far away to Japan? That is incredible.
Not that I can recall in my tenure have we ever been to Japan. But again, it's like you said, we said off the air, it's just incredible opportunities, right?
For that
kids,
is.
For kids that and families that are willing to think about it. You know, we have trips that are curricular related, you know, in terms of the band takes a trip every couple of years, the choir takes a trip every couple of years. These are examples of trips that are offered for any student that's interested. And we just have teachers that are interested in providing these types of opportunities. So Ecuador would be next summer of 2021, and Japan would be in the summer of 2022. So those teachers will be there tonight, and it's great to hear from them. It's great to see their passion, and it's great that we're able to offer these opportunities for kids. Sometimes, you know, these one-in-a-lifetime experiences that many of us as adults have never experienced.
So are these trips that students and parents can go on?
There's opportunities for parents to have
like a
chaperone opportunities sometimes, yes, but they are targeted for students.
And for example, the trip to Japan, is it a specific focus that this trip is for?
Well, they fill out a very detailed form, if you will. It's called an entitlement to plan document. And they tell us kind of some of the activities that they'll be doing, as well as the rationale and types of standards that they'll be hitting. So, for example, the Japan trip is with a group called Global Teens, it appears. And some of the things that they are trying to do, it's a complete cultural and language immersion type of experience, where they're really trying to look at global competence, community engagement, and intercultural communication. So then they also give us kind of, you know, they tell us what the cost is. They tell us what some of the activities are that they get to do. And that's why we always invite the teachers to come and talk with us, because they can give us very explicit details in terms of what exactly they will be doing.
Are there opportunities for students that maybe come from families that don't have a lot of money to take a trip like this?
They do fundraising for these types of trips. They're generally not cheap, as you can imagine. But at the same time, for some of the types of experiences they get to do, they come out relatively cost-effective at the same time. So these trips are in the $4,000 ballpark. And for they like to get them approved generally a year or two in advance, like we're doing here now, so that there is ample time for a vast amount of fundraising on the part of the students that's coordinated by the teachers in charge.
All right. Those are incredible opportunities. Students are able to take advantage. Ecuador and Japan coming up for Fond du Lac School District students. Facilities referendum planning, major building referendum approved by voters this past spring. Some of the construction has been taking place already this summer.
A little bit has.
And most of it will start next spring.
Right. So this past week, we took walkthroughs, and we were able to get through, Waters and Pyre. When we meet in 2 weeks from that meeting, which will be on the 22nd of August, we'll do walkthroughs of Chegwin and Tyson. We're having some ongoing meetings with the principals and some of the staff in those schools as we put together the more detailed plans. And we actually had part of our meeting last week was with the asbestos abatement organization that we work with, EMC. And as we continue to walk down this path, there might be opportunities to use some of the breaks that we have coming up. For example, the winter break, the spring break, to be able to do some of the asbestos abatement. You certainly want to do that when people aren't around to get a little bit of a jump start on those projects that will start next summer. So again, the phase one schools are Pyre, Chegwin, Waters, and Tyson. And yeah, we're just really excited. We should be in a position to bid the projects by December, January, and start any additions. Three of those schools have building additions that we would be able to start hopefully in March and just reroute where kids enter. And it's realistic that we might have, if we're able to do some asbestos abatement, we might have areas where we don't have floors or we don't have ceilings for portions of a school year while we get ready. But there's so much work that we need to do from essentially May until the end of August that if we can get a jump start on some of those things, that would be advantageous to the contractors.
Do all of these schools have to have asbestos removed?
I believe so, yes. I think there's, we have over the years been removing asbestos when we do flooring projects or different types of ceiling projects. But the fact that all of our schools are from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, there is asbestos in all of them, I would guess, with the exception of Fond du Lac High School.
All right. Fond du Lac School Superintendent Dr. Jim Sieber, great to have you on the show.
Thanks, Greg.